question was, I weaker Baruch. They say Baruch Shem, Baruch Kvod Hashem. They have the two words, they say Hashem's name. So my answer is on top, Baruch Oifanim Hu Diyamri. That which Melochim can say the word this Baruch Kvod Hashem, that's only the special Melochim, the Oifanim. So only those special Melochim can say it after two, but other Melochim have to say it after three. Yes, Baruch Oifanim Hu Diyamri Lei. The very same details could be is Kivin this Yoiv Rishusa is Yoiv. Like once the Malach already says Kodesh, 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 and then Hashem, so once he had a right to mention Hashem's name, now we can mention the second time after two words. Lechetchila could only mention it after three words, but once you mention it once, then it can continue on even after two. Now the more Dachshin is the Pesach, and Hashem that says, Vayoshar El Malach, Vayuchal Bocho, Vayishanin Loi. This is why the Malach, when Yaakov in the foot with the Malach, says, Vayoshar Malach, he sang to the Malach, Vayochal, and Bochi, Korav Yishanin Loi. The Moor says, Miss Baskalon, any of that do not know, me Nasa Salami, who became the master over the other? Like, was it Yaakov or was it the Malach? Kishwem, it says a prostate in Bereshit, Ki Sarisa in Elakim, that you, like one over with Elakim, have a yay me Yaakov Nasa Salamalach. I say to me that Yaakov is the one, he was the one that became the master over the angel. Then the prostate says, Bocho, that he cried, Vayishanin, and he became that chanina to him, the Yishanin Loi. Again, any of that did not know me, Baruch Lemi, who cried to who. Kishwem, when the Pesach says, Vayoyim Shalcheni, that the Malach had asked Yaakov, please send me away, have Yom from here I see, Malach Baruch Le Yaakov, that the Malach was the one that was crying to Yaakov, to say, please send me away. Pesach says, Ki Sarisim Lekim Lanoshim, that you fought, you won over, and Lekim Lanoshim, the Gemara says, Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Nus Posek, Ki Sarisi, Mashm, you like Yaakov, became the prince, is Remez Ramazle. There's a hint over here that Shasidim Shnei Sarim Lotitamenu, that there'll be two different types of Sarim, of like rulers coming out from Yaakov and Klai Yisrael. It means Rosh, Golish, or Bovel, and Klai Yisrael and Bovel to be the Rosh, the head in Gola. The Nasi Shabbat Yisrael to be the head, the ruler in Eretz Yisrael. He's called the Nasi. That's this Pesachim called Sarisim and Akim. Mashma will be a Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, and also there will be what? A Rosh, a Gola. Now the Gemara says that Mikanos, and this Pesach is Remez Le Golas, is also a Remez, a hint that there will be Golas. Christ will have to go out of Eretz Yisrael, and in both will there be a Rosh Gola. Now we dash in the Pesukim and Bereshis Men about the dream of the Sarifas Amashke when they came to Yosef. So it says in the Pesuk, Uvagefen Shleshas Rigim, that on the vine there were three branches. So what are three branches stand for over here? So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechiya Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Eilu Gimel Sore Geyim Hayotzim Yisrael B'chol Dor V'dor. These are the three different type of leaders that come out from Klai Yisrael in every single generation. Now, sometimes Hishnayim Khan, the Echad Beretz Yisrael, sometimes two of these leaders, like Rangolus, and one of them Eretz Yisrael, and in some generations, Hishnayim Beretz Yisrael, two of them Eretz Yisrael, the Echad Khan, and one of them is over here. So Moses says, Yoivu Rabbonin, to Rabbonin put their eyes, and Yoivu Rabbonin put their eyes, and Yoivu Rabbonin Nayu, for Rav Nukva, Rav Nukva, he was like one of them, they were Bnei Brata, they were the sons of Bnei Brata the Rav, they were the sons of Rav's daughters. So these were the two sons that had Mestam in Golis. Rav Amrava says of Shafnis Postikov, Uvagefen Shloisha Srigim is Rav Amar Elu Shloisha Sarigoyim. These are the three like leaders of the Goyish nations. That they also show favor to Klai Yisrael, the Chol Devor, in every generation. Like she says, Melachim, three kings of the nation that also show favor to Klai Yisrael. Time we learned. Reb Lezer says, Gefen, when the person says Gefen, the vine, Ze'olam. That means this world. Gefen here means the world. Now, when it says Shleisha Srigim, the three branches, Ze'avrom Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Those are now three others we have. Now the pasuk says v'kaparachas also noto, that means what it started to bud and it started to blossom, go forth, is elu imoyis. These are the four imoyis, the four mothers. Have shilu ashkelos ser. Then the clusters became ripe, anovim with wine. Elu hashrotim means later they have the shrotim. That's called klaisa, became ripe. Have shilu ash. Yeah. Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says v'chimaron lo liyodim ma'ashahoya. Like in a chalom, do we show people what already happened? Using the chalom, the title of the they show you what's going to happen in the future. Know what happened already? Like, yeah, these things happened already by Yosef, by the chalom. They already had over Yisrael Yaakov and Yimoyes and then the Yud Beis Rotim. So that can't be pshan. This chalom over here. So therefore, rather dashing like this. Elo Geffen that Torah. Geffen goes under Torah. Shloisha Sri Gimel Lameisha V'Yaron Miriam. And the Kaparachas also needs to start to blossom Elo Sanhedrin. Hez Shilu Ashkel Aser Anovim, that the grapes became ripe. They gave off its wine. Elo Ha Tzadikim Shemachol Bevador. It goes on the Tzadikim in every generation. Omrav Gamliel said, Omrav Gamliel, that Adayin Tzarich Anonim Lomidoi. Still we need to have a drush here for Tzutzi Reblozah Lomidoi. To mukim le kumei b'chad mukim. He puts on all these psukim here in chad mukim at one time. How does he dash? And dash like this. That Rebleza Mabel Reiner. Gefen ze Yerushalayim. It goes on Yerushalayim. Shlesha Srigim. That goes on ze Mikdash. Goes on the base of Mikdash. That was also in Yerushalayim. Melech. Also the Melech. That's also in Yerushalayim. For Kohen Gadol. That's also in Yerushalayim. Then Vehika Parachas also Nitzo. To start to blossom. Elo Perchakuna, these are the young Kohanim that are growing up. Heshilu Ashkelosa Anovim, that the clusters became ripe. Elo Nesachim, and have wine, meaning to say, they put Nesachim on the Mizbeach. So the kids, all these psukim are talking about the Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mokim lo the Matonis. He puts his posuk on to the Matonis, Mashna Klayas will give to the Beis Hamikdash, the Matonis. What are the Matonis? So Rashi says, Matanus Rashi Lev Noshe, Nosna Kosh Boch Lissar, Kosh Boch Lissar, Kosh Boch Lissar, Kosh Boch Lissar, what? The Yom Rabbi Shur Malevi, Gefer means Utera. That's one Matana, a present that Hashem gave us. Shloisha Srigim, what is the three branches? Zeber, that was the will that Hashem gave us, the Matana, Mitzchus Miriam. Omod Anon, that was the cloud that protected us. And Umon, Hashem gave us the Mon. So these were the three matanas that Hashem gave Christ on the Midbar. Ke parachas also not so, what is the me'elah bikurim? That goes on the bikurim. Rashi says, Sheikh Nisa Loretz, Teivo Mulaya, Teiris. The Christ had in that soul full Teiris. They brought bikurim. Now, if Shiloh Ashkelosah Novim, the grapes became ripe. Eilu Nesachim, again, that goes on the matanas of the Nesachim. The Christ puts on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yimi Barabbi Omar, Gefen Elo Yisrael, it goes upon Klai Yisrael. Vichayim, the Pasuk also says, Gefen Mi Mitzrayim Tafiyah. As Hashem took Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Shlosha Srigim Elo, Shlosha Regolim, goes on the three Yom Tov and the three Regolim. She Yisrael Oilim Behen, Bechol Shona Veshona. The Klai Yisrael goes up on, goes up to Ketot Yisrael. The Kiparachas also not so start to blossom means the Giyazman and Shay Yisrael Lufras Vilubois. It came time ready to cry Yisrael to multiply, to come into a big nation. The Chaynuem in the Pasuk says of Nei Yisrael Poru Vayishasu is also Nitzo the Giyazman and Shay Yisrael Ligoyal. There came now time there should be Gula, cry Yisrael should be redeemed. The Chayim Yom, the Pasuk also says, Vayaz Nitzchom Abegadai. The Chol Mabushai Egolosom, the Kozor will redeem us. Here Shilu Rashkel Asa Novim, then the vines, the clusters became ripe. Means the Giyaz Manim Shom Mitzrayim, Lishtos Kursa Terelo. It came time ready for the Mitzrayim to have their punishment. They should drink their Kursa Terelo, the Kursa of the punishment. The Ayman the Yom Rav, this is what Rav says. Shloisha kuk kaisai samur from Mitzrayim, the three kaisai, the three cups that talks about a Mitzrayim, about this chalim over here, these three cups. Rashi says, the sifur ha-chalim, the kais power biyadei, three times it says the word kais here in this chalim. So, shleisha kais v'mursa Mitzrayim lama, echot sheshasa b'mei Moshe. One is for that they drank, they had the punishments back b'mei Moshe, means by the Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yechot Sheshosu v'mei Paro Nocho, another one they drank, Bishas Paro Nocho, also they had a downfall there. Rashi says, Shechribu Nebuchadnezzar, the Netzer was Makrav, the Sid Lov Nebuchadnezzar, Melabov, destroyed them, and the Yechot Sheshidu Lishtois, Yem Kol Edik Chavim, that the Mitzrayim will drink then also, by Osad Lovoi, they'll drink also the Kriyas Atreil, they have the punishment then. Oh, Malay Rabab, Rabbi Yimi Barabo, Kidorish, Oh, Malay Rabab, Rabbi Yimi, that Barabo, Kidorish, Luhu, Rav Lani Kroi, when Rav Yish Dashin, this Sukim, Bagarat and Agarato, Kavostar Dorish, you also Dashin like him, Kavostar Dorish, Luhu, and Omer Shim Ben Lokish, Umezu, Kigefenim Shalom, that this nation means of Klai Israel, they're doing it to a Geffen. Kegefen like a vine, Nimshalo. Zemoirishabo, what does it got to do with the vine? Zemoirishabo, its branches like Elu Balibatim. It goes upon the Balibatim. Rashi demands Zemoirahebe Hazu Maitsia Lulvin, Violin or Pri, Vulikir Agefen, Har Balibatim, Gremle Chesed and Marzik Medianiyim. The Balibatim, they do Chesed, and they're Marzik the Yadaniyim, and Mephazim and Mainim, they give away the money. The Marchus, Bishwarachayim. They keep the Klai Yisrael going. That's what's called the Morit, that's the main branches. Now everything comes out from it. Ashkelos Shebor, the clusters of grapes, Elo Tamir Chomin. That's the Tamir Chomin, they're the ones that learn Torah. Olin Shebor, that's the leaves on it. So, Elo Amorat, that goes on the Amoratim. Rashi says, Olin means Shebegefren, Sevlim, Aruach, and Maginim, Alashkelos. It protects it. Shleicha that the sun should not break down on it. So kach amiratzim, they choshem zorim, they plant and feed the ground, and they protect, they give food, teeth to Talmud Chacham. Chinuki yishebo, that's just vine itself, it's not fit for anything, Rashi says. Chinuki yishebo, the small veins they like, elu rekonim shav Yisrael, these are the empty-headed ones in Klai Yisrael. So Kitzis Pesach goes upon Klai Yisrael. Kahainu, this is the Sholchum Itom, they sent back from Eretz Yisrael. Liboy Rachmin Iskalo. Like Iskalo means the clusters of grapes themselves, Al Aliyah. They should be Mispalo for the leaves. The Lemole Aliyah, if not for the leaves that protect them, Le Miskaimu Iskalo, you won't have the actual vines itself. The kids say you have to pray for these people that protect us, for the Balabatim, or the Amoratim that also protect us. Now the person is Moshaya V'yechwali V'chamish Osa Kosef. So Rashi says this means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying Omer Kanisi Li Yisrael, I brought Klai Yisrael B'tes V'al B'Nisan, the 15th day of Nisan B'Shvil HaTzadikim. But the Pesach is saying V'yechwali, that I bought for myself, Hashem is saying I bought for myself V'chamish Osa Kosef, the 15 Kosef. Some Reb Yechon Meshim Meshim Ben Yitzadok and Kira Lashim Mechivot. The word Kira means Lashim of buying. Shneimet says the Kivrei Asher Karisi Bei. The Chamisha says that Tezva Benisin. Shebar Niga Yisum in Mitzrayim. This is the day the Klai Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. That's why Kosh Baruch Hu bore Klai Yisrael. Kesev, the silver, Elu Tzadikim, goes on the Tzadikim. The Chaim Rav, the Pasuk says, Tzoror HaKesef, Lokach B'yodoi. Like a bag of silver he took for himself. Then the first Pasuk goes on and says, Chaim Esorim, Falekach Sorim. He had a choymer of barley, and a half of a choymer of barley, it says. So, Elu, this means a oymer is 30, and a half is 15, so it's 45. So, Elu, mem hei tzadikim, shoylem, miskayim v'hem. These are the 45 tzadikim that the world in existence because of them. V'en yedei, I'm not sure, im shleishim kan v'tesper b'eretz Yisrael, if 30 is tzadikim here in chutz l'eretz, and 15 is b'eretz Yisrael, or the opposite way. Im Shloshim Beretz Yisrael, the Tezvav Kana 15 are over here. Kishrom, the Pesach says, V'echo Shloshim HaKesef, V'yashluch Oysa Beis Hashem, Ela Yotzem, Nis Pesach of Yom, Alana Fumir, that Shloi Shemon, that Yisrael, the Tezlov Khan, the 15 here in Golis. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Rubayu, most of these Tzadikim, Mishtach Rubay Kanishta. Where do you find most of the Tzadikim? We find them in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Shul, that's where you find them. Rashi Rubin Tzadiki, the Eretz Yisrael, you find them in the Beis HaKnesses. The two say after. Meaning, in the Beis HaKnesses, Rubin says, two say after, Rashi says, means underneath the Yitzi, underneath like the balcony, underneath the beam that's coming out. Exactly what that means, I'm not sure. But Kopon, that's where Tzadikim are found. As she means they have the Midas of Anova, the humble, they don't show off. Finally, that's what the pasuk says. V'emra leyim im toy v'neichem hovu schori v'yim loy chodlu v'yishklu es schori shloishim kesef. Like if they're doing good, give me my pay. V'yim loy, then hold it back. So Morris says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Elu, this goes on, shloishim tzadiku yu mesolim, the 30 righteous people of the nations. That the rest of the world, the rest of the nations exist because of them. Ula Mula says, Ula Amar Elu Shloishim Mitzvahs Shekivu Alayim B'nai Noach. These are the 30 mitzvahs that B'nai Noach was miskabel. Rashi says, Le Nisparshu Mihochu Dukoyawa. It's not clear where we learn that from, but only from over here. But still, even though they're miskabel 30, they ain't mikayomim Elo Shloisha. They only keep those three mitzvahs. Three out of the 30 they keep. What are they? Achas, one Indian is Shein Kaisvin Ksuba, Luscharim. And even though they have Mishkab Zocha, they live male with male, but they don't let it Ksuba. That's why they don't go. That they don't stay Bekfias with them. They'll change later. They don't write it Ksuba. Another thing is the Achas, Shein Shoklin, Bosra, Mesa, Makulin. That they have a mace, and even if they want to sell his meat, they don't sell it in a regular scale, in the regular marketplace. They do a little bit more bitznius. That's also a midataiva. And the achas, the third one is mechabdenes atayra, that the grayim, they are mechabdenatayra. These are the three mitzvahs least that they're mekayim. Now go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah says, v'yein idmei v'yif. Our Mishnah says that the gira anosha does not apply to a bird. And it said the reason why, because it doesn't have a calf. It said the reason is it doesn't have a round, The its socket there is not like round shape. The Mor says, I broke a chazin in this clay. We see that the bird does have the gira nosha, and it does have a socket there by its thigh. The Mor says, true, Islay, it has something there, but the layout is not round. Its calf is not round, so it doesn't have the isra of gira hanosha. Rashi says, Islay, calf, bosses, vivas, akulis, but layout, it's not round there. Therefore, it's not done with a regular calf. Now the Mor says, Boy Rabbi Yehuda has a shout like this. What's going to be Islay Leif? Let's say an oif does have this calf. The ogle is also round. So would there be an if to get an usher? But what's going to be the behemoth of Leif? Let's say a behemoth has its thigh that's not round. My. Both of the day has been on the way this one you find right now. And therefore maybe the oif would have the if to get an usher, not the behemoth. Or no, I boss the min of the way boss its own min. Its own min has it. So, take him. That's a shiloh. So we say all oifers have a p'tur, and all behemoths have the isra, eva of gid hanasha. Now it says in the Mishnah, v'nei b'shlil, that the isra gid hanasha applies even to the fetus. It means the mosha, let's say you make a shchit on the mother and the cow. When you open it up, you find the fetus inside it. The locher is allowed to eat from the fetus, but still the gid hanasha not. The Mor says, Omar Shmuel says, V'chel by Muta. But you should know, even though the Mishnah says, the Yitzhak Gira Nosh applies to the Shlil, to the fetus, but it's Chel of its Muta. There's no Yitzhak Chel of upon the fetus. Again, if you have to make a Shchit on the mud, you cut it open and take out the fetus, you're allowed to eat even the Chel of that animal. The Dibur HaKumah goes according to everybody. The Mor says, let's see, Chel by Demai. Which Chel, which type of fat is Shmuel talking about? Then, if you want to tell me the shlil, like we just said, maybe means the fat of a shlil of the fetus itself. You know, regular behemoth, chaylev, it's also. But by the fetus, there's no issa chaylev yet. So, more so, no, there can't be. For a myth like pligibah, that's a machlekes, that's on the common of Yehuda. The Tanya, you learn like this clearly, that noyig b'shlil v'chel b'yosa. Diva Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, that a shlil means a fetus inside the mother's stomach, as soon as it's formed and it has the gira nosha, the yisa gira nosha is chal, even on the fetus. And who adin is chalev is also awesome. You're not allowed to eat the chalev. Again, you make a shita on the mother, and you cut it up and take out the fetus, you eat the chalev of it, you chayev chorus. That's Rameyah's shita. Rabbi Yudah says no, ain't a knowing bishlil, the chel by mutiyos both not. That there's no yisa gira nosha upon the shlil until it's born. And the wedding is no the chalev. So what does Shmuel mean to say, according to everybody, the chalev is also? The chalev of a shlil is a machlekes. So the Yom Rebbe Lezer says, Om Rebbe Ishiyo, machlekes beben tishachai. You know what the machlekes is? When you cut open the mother and you find the ben tishachai, you find where the kid, the fetus, comes out alive, it's walking around. And in such a place, for Holach where mainly she tells him, may go according to his own shita. For Rabbi Yehudah Shetazim, who goes according to his own Shita? Rashi says, Ben Tes Chai means Shechai V'Yomu Lefanenu, Efti Yishech B'Mother, and Lishetazim means the Yomu Rehab before Atayk V'Yom HaMakasha, that Toyin Shchita, may you hold that a Ben Pekua and eat his own Shchita. The Chiv and Lel Mishtayi B'Shchita, Simoi, since it doesn't become Mutter with the Shchita and the Mother, Lav Shlilhu, it's not called the Shlil anymore, since it's 9 months old and it's alive. Therefore, according to Rami, it's all also, but according to Rabbi Yudah, it's all muta. So the kid said, that can't be Pshan Shmuel that he said, according to everybody, it's muta. So the says, rather, Viyela Chel B'Digid. You know what Shmuel is talking about? I mean, on the Gid HaNosher itself, there's Chel of this fat around it. So that Chel of meant to say, according to everybody, is muta. So the says, no, it's not true. For a myth like Tzvigi, but he argue on this also, the time is going like this. Gid HaNosher, Mechatet achor b'chol mokim shu. To get a nosh that's inside the animal, when you want to make it kosher, take it out, you have to chase after it. Means dig in and get out all of it. All of that vein you have to get out. That's called b'chol mokim shu. And it also says, v'choytech sham la mikro. You have to cut out also the fat all around it. Mikro. Rashi says, mikol mokim shu nivla. The nishra is the basar. Anytime the fat is near and sunk into the basar, you have to dig it out, cut it out. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, the Shamna is also. Therefore, you have to get it all out. Rabbi Yudah says, no, Goy Memoy Yim HaShufi means just time cut off the top layer. Rashi says, Meshuzim HaChelev HaGvoya. Cut off the top layer of the fat. Venirim HaShufi means just cut off the top part. Rashi says, of the Marasayin, it shouldn't look like eating the gear itself. But ikra v'shosho, the insides and the roots of it, of the fat of the gid, are mutatit. You don't have to take that out. So here you see again, here's the machlekes of this shumin is also or not. Someone says, no, the olam really I tell you, chel by the gid. That Shmuel meant to say this fat around the gid anosha, that's muta. I eat the machlekes. Like this, so moidish Shmuel agrees, to the Rabbi Meir, midi Rabbanon also. That with the Rabbanan talk it's also according to Rabbi Meir. What Shmuel meant to say was with the rice everybody holds its mutter. The Torah only after the Gid HaNosha, not the fat around it. That's what Rabbi Meir says, you have to cut after it, get it all out. That's only with the Rabbanan. The Tanya would learn like this. Rishon noi mutter, the fat around the Gid HaNosha is mutter teeth with the rice. Just for Yisrael Kiddush, you know by Yisrael Kiddush, the Meir Yisrael on it. So my love doesn't go with me, it goes according to Rameya, the Yom HaMutim in HaTorah, the Yosem in the Rabbanan. So kids, that'll be son Shmuel. According to everybody, it's Mutim in the Raisa. So only Yishal should be Yosem in the Rabbanan. So what says Rameya, who told you this goes according to Rameya? Dilma Rabbi Yehudi, maybe this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan, he holds it also. Avul Rabbi Meir, according to Rameya, shit that you have to cut out all inside, get it all out, maybe Midi Raisa and Ami Yosem, maybe it's even Yosem in the Raisa. So again, it'd be a kash according to Shmuel. How could he say according to everybody the Shmuel is muta? Shmuel says, no, no, second, I don't think like this. The time went like this. Gid ha-nosha mechatet achor b'chol mokim shu. The gid ha-nosha, you have to check out, scrape out, wherever it is. The sham le muta. And the shem and the fat of it till it's muta. Shmuel says, man sham le hud, you hear this svara. The yist le chatit, you have to check it all out, get it all out, dig out, get out all the gid ha-nosha. That's the b'meir shita. And still the Kami, he says, Sham le Mutter, the fat is Mutter. Because he clearly quotes from the Meir, Midi Yeraisa, the Sham le is Mutter. It's only Yosem Midi Rabbonin. So this is good Shan Shmuel, the Shmuel saying, the Chelboy, the fat, of the Gid HaNosha, it's Mutter, quotes everybody Midi Yeraisa. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Maso, Omer Rav, Vayosru Torah leknut deshaboy. He also negira nosho. The Torah did not ask for the two main big veins, because they're kosher, they're very hard like an eitz. The Torah didn't ask for that. The Torah only asked for the small connecting veins, the small ones that go from one big one to the next big one. That's a little bit edible. That's what the Torah meant to ask for. That's called, Rashi says, gidim dakim, the small veins. The holchim b'yorach hayerach, mitachas abosim, migidachitz legidachnimi. That goes from under the meat, from one big vein to the next big vein. That's what's offer, because they're soft, they're edible. But the big gidim, that's mutim midiraisi, the old is kosher cakes, it's mutter. That's what they say. But Ula says no. Eitzu v'yateru chayov olov. Even though the gid anosha, the big vein itself, is hard like a piece of wood, so what? Still the Torah said it's also. And if you did, you get malchus for that. Omra Abaye says, kavosid ula mistavrat. Mo mistavrat ula says, v'yomrav sheshes omravasi. Chutin shebechelev. The chutin, the strings, means the veins. Inside the fat, asurim, it's also teaches chadiyas of chelev. Baholim mitra bonan though. But you're not chayim midiraisa. Alma, what do we see? Chelev omer rachamonav, loy chutin. The Torah said chelev is also midiraisa, but not the small veins there. So it's not the strings there. Talking on here also, gid omer rachamonav, loy knutnis. The Torah says the gid anoshim is the main big vein, that's what's also. But the small strings that attach them across, that's not b'chol the yisa gid anoshim. It's hard like a piece of wood to get on Asher and a chanami. That's the chiddush akroh. That's for this yichayif. Gufo, we just say Om Rav Sheshes Om Rav Asi Chutin Shebechelev. They are strings, meaning their veins inside the piece of fat. That's awesome. Asur it's awesome with Rabbanim, but V'yein Chayov Malayim it's not awesome with Raisa. Shebekulia. What about the chutin, the veins that are inside the kidneys? Asur the same thing. It's awesome with Rabbanim. V'yein Chayov Malayim the same thing. Torah acid, the kulya, the fat there, not the chutim shebrei. Lubin kulya, what about the white that's in the kidneys? So Rebbe Rav Chiya Machlekes, chados and chadshoy, one said it's also, and one holds it's mutter. Rashi says, lubin kulya, shebatecha charitz, in the inner part of the kidneys, mespashav goes inside the kidneys, that's a machlekes, that's also enough. We'll see what the machlekes is. Rabbo nemartit lei. Rabbi used to go and pull it all out. Rashi says, Meshach Shachrov. Out of that chutim, he would try and get all of it out. Rabbi Yechon also memarted lay. But Rabbi Asi Goyim lay, no, he only cut it out smooth on top. He didn't care about taking out all the chutim from inside. And then Rabbi says, the pshat is that Kavosa de Rabbi Asi Mistavis, Mom Mistavis Rabbi Asi learns. Why? Yom Rabab, Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel. Chaylev, Shehabosa, Chayfo Isai Muta, any fat that meat covers it over, that's mutter. Alma, what do we see? When the Torah says the yisa fat, it means shalak solim. The fat that's on top of the loins, al shalak solim, om rachamon, lo shabtevak solim. Not what's inside the solim. Only on top of the loins, not what's inside the loins. Is achinami, shalak loyis, om rachamon, Torah only after the fat that's on top of the kidneys. For lo shabtevak loyis, but not the fat that's inside the kidneys, for these chutim. These like veins of fat that go inside the kidneys, they're mutimidirais, the Torah did not ask for that. Therefore, what you have to do is just cut it off on top, and make it smooth out, the shumbinis of marasayin. But you don't have to be chotar achrov to get the shroshim out, because it's not also midirais. It's only the fat on top, it's also not the chutim, not the strings that go inside it. Alright, we'll stop here.